May Weichel is a 40-year veteran of nursing and dean of the Francis Payne Bolton School of Nursing in Cleveland, Ohio. She believes her profession is thriving.
The outlook for nurses is bright, and particularly in the ailing economy. By 2012, the healthcare practitioners will probably need to add over 1 million jobs. So registered nurses as an occupation continues because we have to take care of people.
Weichel says the modern nursing profession didn't really come into its own until Congress passed the Bolton Act of 1943, which, like Weichel's Ohio Nursing School, was named after Congresswoman Frances Payne Bolton, a women's rights activist who spearheaded the legislation. Weichel says the law enabled African Americans like herself to go into a field that previously had been barred to them.
It was an opportunity for African Americans to come into nursing because one of the things that Francis Payne Bolton stipulated was that they could not segregate. So it was a big boost to bringing minorities into nursing. I think she is an unsung hero in terms of really making an opportunity for minorities to come into nursing.
But despite the expanded opportunities to enter the nursing profession over the past six decades, Weichel says American nurses are still fighting to gain the professional respect she believes they deserve.
Nursing has struggled for some time to get its due. You know, we've always been known in the past as a handmaiden to the physician, and to really come into its own as being collaborative and someone who can be very helpful in terms of bringing quality health care to many people.
I think any doctor would tell you that a nurse is the actual keystone of the medical profession.
That's Greg Whittier, a clinical medical assistant at the Virginia Spine Institute in Reston, Virginia.
They have the first interaction with the patient. They are the only ones that are there consistently. While the doctor isn't there, they're the only ones that are constantly giving care.
Indeed, most nurses today see themselves as essential players in quality patient care. Jill Sosinski is a registered nurse at Sibley Hospital in Washington, D.C. She has been in the nursing profession for 22 years.
You know, I think if you ask patients what makes the difference when they go into a hospital for care, many of them will tell you that the nurses are the ones that pull them through.
Sosinski recalls an incident that she says helps explain why she feels so passionately about her job.
A man came up to me and said to my children, said, "Excuse me, is this your mother?" And the kids looked at him and said, "Yes, it is." He said, "I just want you to know that your mother changed my life," and proceeded to tell them that I was involved in the care of his father, who was critically ill. And he lived through that experience, and he's been able to meet that particular man's six children as a result. So, you know, how do you measure something like that?
There are financial rewards to nursing as well. Salaries for registered nurses in the United States average over $60,000 per year and can reach as high as $80,000. But the personal and professional benefits of nursing still need to be more widely promoted, says May Weichel at the Francis Payne Bolton School. She notes that many of the country's 2.9 million nurses are nearing retirement age, and the profession needs to attract a new generation of nurses. Weichel is confident it will, despite the economic downturn. The Bureau of Labor Statistics is projecting more than 587,000 new nurse positions will be created through 2016.
One of the nice things about being into nursing is you can change your career. I mean, you can be a teacher, you can be an administrator, you can specialize in a different field, you can work out in the community, you can work in the schools. And so there's a lot more to it than just the acute care hospitals where we see a lot of nurses working. There's always going to be a need for nurses at the bedside, in administration, in teaching, and in the various specialties.
For nurse Jill Sosinski at Sibley Hospital, the strongest appeal of her profession remains the deep satisfaction that comes from helping people who are in great need.
Despite the challenges, I think it's one of those professions that at the end of the day, you know that what you do really matters.
One of the world's most famous nurses, Florence Nightingale, is being honored this week. She was a 19th century humanitarian considered by many to be the founder of modern nursing. In the United States, Nightingale's birthday on May 12th caps National Nurses Week, a time when the American nursing community works to raise awareness of the critical role they play in protecting the public health. Julie Tabo, VOA News, Washington.